We're doing brachos, and our class has changed to 5-minute classes, and we're up to Gimel Amud Aleph, 2 lines from the bottom. We had left off with a story. Rabbi Yossi once went into a broken down building, and Eliyahu came and told him, "What'd you go in for?" And Eliyahu basically told him, "You don't go into broken down buildings." Now we have a braisa, Tanur Rabbanon. We have a validated braisa. Mipnei shlosha dvarim en nichnasim lechuva. There are 3 reasons why you don't enter a broken down building. 1, mipnei chashad. People shouldn't suspect that he has a prostitute there. Mipnei amapolet, because you don't want the walls to break down on you. Mipnei amazikim, and because of these spiritual creatures called mazikim, some kind of harmful spiritual creature that could harm a person that likes uninhabited areas. Mipnei chashad. So the Gemara says, why do I need 3 reasons? Why do I need the reason of that people will suspect him of improper activity? Why couldn't you just say it's enough that you shouldn't go into the buildings? The walls don't fall down on you. You don't get hurt. So the Gemara says, bechaditi, because you'll have a building which is newly broken down, and the walls are relatively stable. You don't have to worry that anything else is going to fall on you. So in such a building, you still shouldn't go in, because people are going to say, what's he doing in that building? They're going to say not nice things. Okay, but then maybe I need 2 reasons. What do I need the third? Maybe I won't go into such a building because of these spiritually harmful creatures, mazikin. Stigmar says, betray. We're talking about 2 people walk into the building. When 2 people walk in, the mazikin don't touch them. So I could walk into the building if there are 2 people. I wouldn't have a problem walking in if it's a newly broken down building and there are 2 people. So then I don't have to worry about anything falling on me, because whatever fell finished falling. And I don't have to worry about mazikin, because there are 2 of us. They don't bug 2 people. So the Gemara says, wait a second. And the reason I shouldn't go in is because people will say not nice things. People will say, ooh, you know what he has waiting there. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if there are 2 people who walked into this broken down building, chashad nami leka, people aren't going to say bad things about him. Says the Gemara, betrayu pritze. We're talking about even two people who are derelicts. So if they're 2 bums, so even though they're 2, people are saying, yeah, they have 2 prostitutes waiting for them. The reason the Christ is telling you is don't go in because of chashad, because of what people will say, is because there will be instances where you don't have to worry about anything falling on you, and you don't have to worry about mazikin because you're 2. But people do look at these 2 fellas as bums, and they might say bad things about them. Okay. So you see, bums are also learning the Braisa. The Braisa says don't go in, they won't go in. Or maybe we could learn from here, there are people who are not bums, but people think they're bums. So those people have to know that people will speak badly about them, and that's a reason not to go in, even though they're 2. So the Gemara says, okay, I understand why you had to tell me chashad, because there will be instances where it's not covered by the other 2 reasons. But, mipnei mapolet, why'd you have to tell me not to go into a broken down building because things might fall down on you? You won't go in maybe just because people will suspect umazikin, and because you don't want to mess with the mazikin. So the Gemara says, no, there will be an instance where those 2 reasons don't apply, and the problem of something falling on you does apply. That is betray the kashre. If you have 2 people and they're both kosher people, then those 2, they don't have a problem going into the broken down building because the demons won't touch them. They're 2, the mazikin. They don't have a problem walking into the building. People won't say bad things about them because they're 2 kosher people. No one thinks they both go in together for that. You know, 1 alone, people say, hey, well, why is he going in? But 2, people aren't going to say that. But they still shouldn't go into a broken down building because something might fall on them. So that's why I had to tell you not to go in, even because of things falling down, for a case where 2 people who are kosher would think they could go into a building. So I'm telling you, no, they can't. So the Gemara says, Mipnei mazikin, why'd you have to tell me not to go in? Because I'm worried about these mazikin. Vetepukle, let me derive that you don't go into the building, Mipnei chashad, because of what people might suspect you're doing there. Umapoletin, because things could fall down. So the Gemara says, no, there can be an instance where the only reason you wouldn't go in is because of mazikin, where the other 2 reasons don't apply. How so? B'chuvachadeti, if it's a newly broken down building, so then you could go in because you're not worried about new things falling down. Uvitrei v'kashrei, and they're two kosher people. So two kosher people, no one's going to think they're going in there for improper things. The Gemara says, wait a second, Uvitrei mazikin namileka. But if they're two, then mazikin isn't the reason not to go in. What? How'd you answer the question? So then maybe you could go in. If they're two kosher Jews and it's newly fallen, so maybe none of the reasons apply. Says the Gemara, no. First answer, bin koman chashinan. This is a place where this is the mazikin's home. They've settled down in this broken down building. So then they'll even bug two people. They're not scared of two when you enter their domain. They won't come to you. You're out in the wilderness, then a mazik might bother one person. But it won't bother two. But if two people walk into their domain, bin koman, you walked into their domain, then they might even start up with two people. So that's why if two people are kosher and it's a newly broken down building, we say still don't go in because the mazikin, they might start up with two people. Dibaydimen, if you want, I'll give you another answer. Leolam dechad. Really, there will be a case where even if it's one person, the only reason you shouldn't go into the broken down building is because of mazikin. How so? We're talking about one person, ubechul bechadeti, and it's a newly broken down building, dekai bedabra, and it's out in the field. So the prostitutes, they work in the city. They don't work out in the field. No one's going to think that there's a prostitute out in the field waiting for him. So there's no chashad. No, it's not realistic. So chashad dehatam, because out in the field, out there, mishum chashad leka. You don't have to worry about people saying, you know what he was doing in that building. Because that's not where you could do that. Da'isha bedabra lo shchicha. Women don't go out there to the fields. That's not a place where that would happen. So people aren't going to suspect that. So it tells us the braisa. Even if it's a broken down building, newly broken down. So you don't have to worry about new things falling on you. And it's out in the field where no one's going to suspect that you went in there for that. Even so, don't go in because of mazikin. Umishu mazikin ika. But the reason you wouldn't go in is because of the mazikin.